We used to place living organisms into plants and animals, or plants, fungi, animals, and bacteria, and so on, as we learned more about the fundamental divisions of life. We became aware of an ancient lineage of bacteria, the archaebacteria. They tended to be found in extreme environments, hot, very saline, lacking oxygen, etc. They use virtually the identical genetic code as the rest of us, from, say, slime molds to humans. Their evolutionary relation to us, the eukaryotes whose cells have nuclei and organelles, is intriguing. Eukaryotes may have arisen from the fusion of ordinary bacteria and archaebacteria, or else from the archaebacteria themselves. It's been difficult to study the ecology and evolution of the latter. They're very hard to cultivate in laboratory conditions. But perseverance pays off. After 12 years of effort, Hiroyuki Imachi and international colleagues managed to grow a member of the very strange Loki bacteria. Its shape is strange, having long protrusions. Its genome, found in the muck from the coast of Greenland by Theis Etema and its colleagues, is that of a prokaryote bacterium, but it has some genes that look like those of us eukaryotes. One of these archaea may have gobbled up some ordinary bacteria about 2 billion years ago to make the first eukaryote, starting the evolutionary track that led to you and me. Now we can get some more clues about how it all happened. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.